Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. I didn't tell you to mute now. You'll be on peace.
Hello, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You can do the roll call for me.
Oh, okay. So far we have Auntie Dot, Mom, Hubert. Is Daniel with you guys?
We don't know yet. He ain't called in yet.
Okay, and we have myself and you, and Sister Shirley just joined in as well. So, Auntie
okay.
Dot, you can go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're reading from where, Auntie Dot?
13.
1 Samuel 13.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you hear it?
No, not yet.
Hello, girl.
Saul reigned 1 year and reigned 2 years over Israel.
Yeah,
where 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in Mount Bethel. The 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin. But the rest of the people he sent every man to his tent. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistine that was in Geba. And the Philistines heard of it. And Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard say that Saul had smitten a garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also was had in abomination with the Philistines. And the people were called together after Saul to Gilgal. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward from Beth. And the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, but the people were dismayed. Then the people did themselves in caves, and in rocks, and in high places, and in pits. And they went according to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Gilead, all the people trembled. And he tarried 7 days, according to the time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came up to Gilgal, and the people were scattered. And said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offerings." And he offered the burnt offering. And it passed that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him.
I don't think we're reading out of 1 Samuel 13.
And the thought was not within the days of the Philistines gathered themselves together.
Is that really 1 Samuel 13? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast not commandment of the Lord thy God commanded thee, for now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be a captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. And Samuel arose and gat him up from Gilgal unto Gibeah of Benjamin. And Saul numbered the people that were present with him, about 600 men. And Saul, and Jonathan his son, and the people that were present with them, abode in Gibeah of Benjamin. But the Philistines encamped in Michmash. And the spoilers came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned unto the way that leadeth to Ophrah, unto the land of Shual. and another company turned the way to Bethoron, and another company turned to the way of the border that looketh to the valley of Zeboim, toward the wilderness. Now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, Lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share, and his coulter, and his axe, and his mattock. Yet they had a file for the mattocks, and for the coulters, and for the forks, and for the axes, and to sharpen the goads. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. But with Saul and with Jonathan his son was there found. And the garrison of the Philistines went out to the passage of Michmash. First Samuel.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for playing 1 Samuel 13 for us, Auntie Dot. And Loretta, if you can let me know if there was any more callers that joined.
There was not any additional callers.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead with our program. I'm going to go ahead with the opening prayer, and I'm going to be coming out of Proverbs 1:8. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. And Proverbs 1:8 says, My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Heavenly Father, thank you for placing us in families and for giving us the understanding that parents are ordained by you to train up their children in the reverential fear of the Lord. In a world where honor and respect for both parents and older mentors is becoming increasingly scorned, we pray that our children and young people would be willing to listen to their father's words of instruction and to hold fast to the teachings they received from their mothers. We plead your protection, Father, over Christian families everywhere and pray that your name would be honored and respected by old and young alike. To your praise and glory, this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Alrighty, so before we get into our prayer session, we're going to listen to one worship song. The title is Awake My Soul by Tasha Cobb.
Praise
Amen.
Amen.
Wake my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you guys for playing that song for me, Awake My Soul. I love my Tasha Cobb. All right. So
amen.
I'd like to start off with Sister Shirley. Do you have any good news you'd like to share this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, reading 1 through 10. If you belong to Christ Jesus, you won't be punished. The Holy Spirit will give you life that comes from Jesus Christ and will set you free sin and death. The law of Moses cannot do this because our selfish desires make the law weak. But God set you free when he sent his own son to be like us, sinners, and to be a sacrifice for our sin. God used Christ's body to condemn sin. He did this so that we would do what the law commands by obeying the Spirit instead of our own desires. People who are ruled by their desires think only of themselves. Everyone who is ruled by the Holy Spirit thinks about spiritual things. If our minds are ruled by our desires, we will die. But if our minds are ruled by the Spirit, we will have life and peace. Our desires fight against God, because they do not and cannot obey God's law. If we allow our desires, we cannot please God. You are no longer ruled by your desires, but by God's Spirit in you. People who don't have the Spirit of Christ in them don't belong to him. But Christ lives in you, so you are alive because God has accepted you, even though your bodies must die because of your sins. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, on the week 8, 1 through 10. Next we have Hubert. Do you have any good news you would like to share?
I pass.
All righty. How about you, Mom?
Where are you reading from?
You got the phone close to you?
1 Timothy, Methodist Quality Leadership. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
People seem to be hungry for guidance and direction. The success of the church depends on the development of quality leaders who can fulfill position and responsibility with integrity and the resources fully. In a most complex society, leaders play a crucial role in the lives of others who follow. For too many people have been hurt by false prophets and selfless leaders who have made predictions and promises that have gone unfulfilled or having led them into deep hurt and disappointment. The Apostle Paul was quite explicit in describing the type of leaders that God wants, particularly those who lead in the church. According to Paul, God wants leaders who are disciplined, seasoned, and convict in the faith. As leaders, we should mold and cherish. Paul had recommended for overseer and deacon. Those who are in position of leadership should meditate on the word of this found and through provoking chapter. When leadership fails, many people and programs are directly or indirectly adversity affected. When leadership is effective, everything directed or indirected reaps the benefit. Therefore, it behooves us to be positive influence in the lives of the people that we are called to serve, knowing that we are served not only them, but also the God who commissioned us. And the prayer said, dear God, help us to be true to ourselves so that we can come before your throne and let our needs and requests be made known. Help us to hold ourselves accountable to the people that we accept to lead so that we will be the leader that you want us to be. In the name of our one who called us from fellowship to leadership and offered the necessary grace to do that which we have been called to do, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mom, for that reading on the First Timothy in the verse 3. I think I'll go next. And I'm going to read a couple of verses, but it's all about thankfulness. I'm going to start off in Ephesians 1:16. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Psalms 50:23, giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Psalms 104, give thanks as you enter the gates of his temple. Give praises as you enter its courtyard. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So just leave us to wonder, what can we thank God for right now? I'm going to say a little prayer. We look around and we see how much we have to give thanks for, Lord. And we look back and we remember to praise you for each step of faithfulness you have had in our lives. You have never left. You've always provided. And you stay true to your promises. Gratitude grows wisdom. It shows us that everything we have is a gift from you, the very oxygen that we breathe. If we want to grow in wisdom, we have to grow in thankfulness. So teach us, Father, to hold our tongue of complaints and overflow with thankfulness instead. Amen.
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 Man, that's true. That's truly for me for the day. Oh, boy, Holy Spirit talking to me. All right. Next, I have Loretta. Would you like to share any good news with us?
Oh, yes. My reading is from John 14:23. It's about Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are my own. They are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives, not to let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for that reading out of John 14:23. All righty. And next I have, Loretta, did we have any other callers join in?
No, we did not. But
okay.
I think we have Auntie Dot needs to do a
yeah.
good news.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted
okay.
to make sure there was anybody after her. Okay.
Okay.
So, Auntie Dot, you have any good news you would like to share?
Yes. On 1:21, I will lift my eyes into the hill. From his come my help. My help comes from God, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy helper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smit thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading
amen.
On John, Psalms 121. Amen. Okay, that concludes our first round. Next, we're going to go into our sick and shut-in. And I'm going to say this prayer just holistically to just everyone, really. We all have gone through a tumultuous year, I guess we can say, and dealing with anxiety and all this stuff around COVID-19. So I'm just going to include everyone in this prayer here, as well as our family and friends. I don't have a list with me, but it includes them as well. Please bow your heads. Father God, as we sit before you, as compassionate as you are, we hold our hands open with our palms up. This is the posture of relief, Father God. We release our anxiety to you. Calm our body and still our soul. This burden we hand to you. We also come in full expectation for you to give us the wisdom for the situation that is causing us unease. So walk with us, Father, step by step, hand in hand, and bring freedom from the fear that threatens to ensnare us on this journey, Father. We want to tell you what we are thankful for right now as we war against this anxiety. We remember how much we have to be grateful for and how faithful you have been to us in the past. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, it's that time that we recognize birthdays, and it starts on June 13th through June 19th. And I'm looking at my calendar, and I do not have anyone on here. Do anyone have anyone they would like to recognize? All righty. Well, Mom, can you just sing happy birthday to the world?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. My son Brian's birthday is today, June 13th. And my brother's birthday, William Deco, that's what they call him in this neighborhood. But anyway, his birthday is Friday, June 18th.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Happy birthday to you.
birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday and many, many more. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Mother. So next, we'll just go ahead to our next round of a prayer where you have the opportunity to either say another verse or a poem or a song or a testimony if you would like to share. If not, just say pass when I get to your name. I'm going to start off with Hubert. Any good news or poems or testimonies you would like to share?
Yes, I got a testimony. I had eye surgery on the 27th of last month, and my eyes are getting better. But I'm going to have another surgery this Thursday. So I'm going to ask for y'all prayers on my other eye. I have surgery on my other eye. So I'm going to ask for you all to pray for me. For my eye, it's doing better, but I still can't read. But nevertheless, God has seen me this far. He's going to see me all the way through. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Hubert. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Dot.
I'm going to read Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gate of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribe go up the trial of the Lord until the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thorns of judgment, the thorns of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within their walls, and prosperity within their palace. For my brothers and company, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Dot, for coming out of Psalms 122. Next, I have Loretta. Do you have any additional news you'd like to share?
I would like to share a poem, and basically, it would probably relate to what you shared with us on thankfulness. The title is Life is a Blessing. A beautiful day begins with a beautiful mindset. When you wake up, take a second to think what a privilege it is to simply be alive. The moment we start acting like life is a blessing, I assure you it will start to feel like one. Amen.
Man.
I like that.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that. I have a nice follow-up.
Yes.
Righty. I guess I'll go next. I'm going to come out of Proverbs 3:5-6. And the title of my reading is Lean on God. And it comes from the African-American Devotional Bible. When we as African-Americans consider our rich faith heritage, the faithfulness of God resonates for us. As a youth, I remember the black college choir singing, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd and carry the young lambs in his bosom. Their rich tones and harmonious voices communicate peace and security. The image of God as a protector, especially for the young, became fixed in our minds. His chosen vessels, namely college students and school choir, fixed in my spirit an understanding of one whose nature is caring and whose power to deliver never fails. That one is God. The theme of God's dependability reverberates throughout scriptures. For example, the story of Israel is the story of a people who discovered that no one could deliver as God delivers. Because he is yesterday and today and forever, as Hebrews 13:8. The writer of Hebrews could say, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." That's out of 10:23. Ultimately, Jesus will appear as the woman who is called faithful, and that's out of Revelation 11. Somebody's breathing hard. To trust in the Lord is to acknowledge and affirm that God is both loving and faithful, that he is dependable. To lean on him with more than our own understanding, which is Proverbs 3:5, is the beginning of real wisdom. For then we realize who we are in relationship to him. To be wise is to know that our greatest knowledge, our deepest insight, and our clearest thinking are only pale shadows in comparison to God's wisdom. His wisdom is far above ours. It is from his eternal and ominous viewpoint that he guides us and makes our path straight. 3:6. Knowing that God and only God is always dependable is the basis of a wisdom that is more precious than rubies. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Alrighty. Okay, well, next we'll go to Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Alrighty, thank you. And Mom?
Come on, read a prayer. Lord, grant that I be planted more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful, and that I may glorify you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that actually concludes our second round. Before we go into our closing, is there anything else anyone would like to say if something came up while we were going around? Okay. Well, then we'll go ahead and assign parts for next week. Do I have a volunteer for the opening? Prayer. Okay. Then, Loretta, I will take care of that. How about the closing prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer?
I will.
Is that Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. All righty. And do you guys know where Auntie Kara will be here, or Auntie Dot, did you want to volunteer to play the First Samuel?
Either me or her do it. I don't know if she'll be here or not, but I'll do it.
Gotcha.
If
okay.
She's not here. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you so much. And that'll be First Samuel 14, right, everyone?
Right.
Keeping me.
Amen.
All right. Okay. Now, I just need to make sure. Now, who did I have for closing? Was that Sister Shirley as well?
Yes.
Okay. Just let me see because you volunteered again. Make sure I didn't have it mixed up. Okay. So we're going to go ahead to Sister Shirley to close us out, and then the last song we're going to play after her voice, we're going to play that last worship song, and then we're going to close out the call. You may go forward.
Amen.
Sister Shirley.
Our God, our Father, Thank you for blessing us to witness another Sunday evening prayer conference time. Lord, we thank you for each household represented across the miles, and we pray that all is well with the ones that are not with us this evening. Lord, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt as we listen to your word in scripture, prayers, and poems. Lord, we ask that this holy time continue to strengthen us throughout this week. Let it empower and encourage us to study your word so that we can be a light to someone down in the valley trying to get home to you.
Amen.
Lord, when it's your time to call and ours to answer, we pray that you will have mercy on us and our loved ones. Let them know that it is well with our soul, for to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Lord, if it is your will, bring us to this place in time next week. Let us prepare to share the good news we have received from your holy word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that was beautiful. Next, we have our last worship song, Our God is Awesome, by Carl Jenkins.
Everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in all of his grace. You're in all of his goodness. You're in all of his mercy. You're in all of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heal me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Happy from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, for playing that last song. And I guess that concludes our call for the day. Just want to hope that everyone, I think Sister Shirley closed it out very well early. I'm not going to repeat that. So I just hope everyone has a blessed week and just continue to walk the path that God has willed for our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Love you all. We love you all.
We love you
all. Love you too, babe.
Have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Amen, amen. Have a blessed night. Love you all.